The statue of a Confederate soldier that physically stood at the center of last night's Black Lives Matter protest will be coming down this summer. In a statement, the Arkansas Division of the United Daughters of the Confederacy announced they have been in conversations with community leaders in Northwest Arkansas about the future of the monument, which is owned by the UDC and has stood on the Bentonville Square since 1908 in an agreement with Benton County. Fort Smith attorney Joey McCutcheon, whose great-great-grandfather fought during the Civil War, helped negotiate the terms of the agreement. He says any decision to move a monument is a hard one to make.
In this particular case, based upon all the opportunity that we were presented with to educate, to memorialize, and to preserve history, it became a clear decision over the last many, many months.
The UDC has agreed to work with the Benton County Historical Society and other community members to relocate the monument to a permanent private park named after James H. Berry near the Bentonville Cemetery, where Berry is buried. Aside from being a U.S. representative and senator from Arkansas and the state's 14th governor, McCutcheon says Berry had been an officer in the Confederate Army.
Much of his political career was focused on personal freedom and rights and equal protection under the law and rights of the states, many of the same issues that we're faced with today.
The monument on the square is not of James H. Berry. It's a generic Confederate soldier designed by a company in Vermont meant to represent all the Confederate soldiers who fought during the war. Once it's moved to its new location, where its historical significance will be displayed and preserved in perpetuity, McCutcheon says it will be the centerpiece of the park.
But there will be many other features to the park, a wall of honor in memory of Confederate and Union veterans. So there'll be a wall of honor. There'll be design of the Iron Cross.
The Iron Cross is reserved for Confederate veterans who served honorably and can only be placed on gravesites by the UDC or the Sons of Confederate Veterans. McCutcheon says the goal of the park is to educate its visitors.
You know, that is what the UDC is all about: education, memories, memorials, and preserving true and accurate history. And that's why this park is so important, because make no mistake about it, when people start talking about moving monuments, put me at the top of the list to say I'm against it.
But in this case, the UDC saw an opportunity to create an entire park around the statue using private donations. McCutcheon says the process of relocating the monument will start in early August, when the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program signs off on keeping the monument on the National Registry of Historic Places.
This is a great business model for other communities. You know, you have these private donations, and it's not only a business model, but it's a model of civility. It's a model of respect. It's a model of cooperation.
After the statue is moved, the Benton County Historical Society will own and operate the park, while the UDC maintains ownership of the monument itself.